A very good morning to you all from Leyndon Baptist Church as we join together on this fourth Sunday in Lent, which is Mothering Sunday. And welcome to all those who have joined us from Corringham Baptist Church. Thank you for coming. Let's join together in prayer. Blessed Lord and Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus, our Saviour, for bringing us together this morning. Help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to worship you, give you thanks and praise you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first Bible reading this morning is taken from Isaiah. Isaiah 52 verses 7 to 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, you watchmen, lift up your voices, together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes, burst into songs of joy together. You ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. You'll probably recognise these verses as we sing our first hymn, Our God Reigns.
Our God reigns.
Margaret will now bring us our Bible reading from Mark's Gospel.
The reading is Mark 10, starting at verse 46. They came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
Thank you, Margaret. Going to sing two choruses together. First one is Abba Father, which I'm sure you all well know. And the other one is the Spirit song, "Let the Son of God Enfold You," a very beautiful chorus.
Jesus,
Reverend John Kennett is now going to bring us God's word.
Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be able to share God's word with you in this fantastic way of technology, something we would never have dreamed of, years ago. But, you know, today's story is about blind Bartimaeus. It comes from Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. I've titled this Interruptions on the Side of the Road, and you'll understand as we share together. I remember going to my local church for the first time when I was about 8 years old and couldn't wait to go back every week to Sunday school. I loved the Bible stories like Samson and Delilah and Moses, Abraham, Noah's Ark, Jonah and the whale and David and Goliath, Daniel in the lion's den, and even today's story, blind Bartimaeus. They were stories that shaped my life. You know, God bless all the Sunday school teachers of today and how important it is to teach the young those wonderful Bible stories and will shape their lives in years to come. Can you remember reading them yourself or reading them to your children or your grandchildren? I'm amazed when I watch quiz shows how people these days have such little knowledge of the Bible. All those stories that I mentioned just now, that years ago, most people would have known or had some clue as to what those stories were. You know, I take it to be a sign of the times when this world is further away from God than I've ever known in my lifetime. So let's get back to Bartimaeus. This morning is a fantastic story to look at. And the things I want us to look at that interrupt or distract us in our daily walk with our Lord Jesus. So Bartimaeus, he was a man with a dream. Don't let Satan ever rob you of your hopes and your dreams. He will always try to distract you or cause interruptions by steering us away and stealing them from us like a thief when you least expect it. Bartimaeus was a man who was blind. He sat on the side of the road outside the city of Jericho day after day, begging from those who passed by. Being blind, he would have found it hard to find work and with no doubt lived in poverty. So he had to beg, hoping that someone would show him an act of kindness and put a few coins in his bowl. He would have sat there day after day with just images in his mind of what was going on all around him and the people that passed him by. Some not even acknowledging that he was there, ignoring his cries for help. He was rejected and must have felt so alone. As we read earlier, we know that for Bartimaeus, hope was on its way. Imagine being in Bartimaeus' shoes, blind, begging for money for food, rejected by society, and living in total darkness. But Bartimaeus was holding on to the hope that one day Jesus would see him on the roadside and take notice and not reject him as so many others had done so many times in his life. Bartimaeus had a dream that he would meet Jesus and that he would be healed. He had heard about Jesus, who had the power to heal. This was a dream he was holding on to and would not let anyone take it away from him. When you and I have dreams and things that we want to achieve in our lives, things that we believe God has called us to do, don't ever let Satan, as I said earlier, steal them away from us. Hold on to them really tightly. And if it be God's will that they come to pass, then so be it. Let's not be disappointed if things are not happening as quick as we want them to happen. God's in control. So Bartimaeus, he would have heard all about Jesus and his healing power, and he was determined that no one was going to stand in his way or keep him quiet. The crowds and even the disciples told him to be quiet, which made him shout even louder. He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," they said. "He's not interested. Be quiet." But he wouldn't be quiet. He shouted even louder still, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He was not going to be quiet. He was not going to let anyone take away from him this golden opportunity. Do you know, when you and I have a personal encounter with Jesus, it's something special. It's something personal that's meant for you or for me alone. This amazing encounter with Jesus was important to Bartimaeus, and this would change his life forever. As Jesus approached, Bartimaeus cried out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus didn't ignore his cry. He didn't ignore him. He asked for him to be brought to him. Then he asked him this question: "What do you want me to do for you?" That all-important question. Just think for a moment. What would you ask Jesus for if he asked us that question today? What would our response be? Only you and I know that deep down inside, what that special or that important need is. Jesus knew what Bartimaeus' needs were, but wanted him to respond. Bartimaeus could have asked for anything, even like he had always asked for, money in his bowl. But the one thing he really needed above all else was his sight. His response was, "I want to see." Seeing is more than simply seeing with physical eyes. But when we see with eyes of faith, we have a deeper understanding in our relationship with our Lord Jesus. For Bartimaeus, his need was physical, but Jesus was also interested in his spiritual sight. In verse 52, we read that immediately when Bartimaeus said, "I want to see," Bartimaeus received his sight. Just imagine what it must have been like for him, now being able to see all the beauty around him, seeing people's faces for the first time, even the dusty road that he had sat on so many times. Everything to him now was beautiful. The question that Jesus asked Bartimaeus is not just for him, but also for everyone who has abandoned themselves to God, who has spiritually sat by the roadside of life and had all the distractions and interruptions in life that would steer us away from God that we love and serve. When we experience things that cause us to be distracted, we can often stumble and bump our way through life. At some time or other, we have all sat by the roadside, living in darkness, unable to see that sin, guilt, fear, anger or resentment, doubt, failure, disappointments, and the temptations that we face every day, all of these can and always will shatter our hopes and our dreams, and most of all, will separate us from God. You know, we don't know what caused Bartimaeus to go blind, but what really mattered to him is that he asked Jesus to restore his sight. He believed, and his life changed forever. He went on to follow Jesus, and no doubt couldn't stop telling anyone who would hear that Jesus had healed him. Maybe you was like that when you first gave your life to Jesus, when you had that excitement of becoming a Christian and a follower. You wanted to tell everyone about the love that you've received, about the forgiveness. Jesus' death on the cross gave us eternal life. Anyone that would hear, and I'm sure Bartimaeus was exactly the same. Once blind, now given the gift of seeing. Not physical eyes, but with spiritual eyes. Seeing is believing, the world would say. Some would say it's a blind faith that helps us to believe. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that's the key to our faith. It says this: "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." That's the faith that gives us that reassurance and certainty and helps us to handle all of our distractions and interruptions that we face every day. And it strengthens our relationship with Jesus, our Lord and our Saviour. I know that Jesus is always there for us, always listening, and he's always willing and able to meet our every need. He understands when we find life tough and challenging, and maybe feeling that we can't cope. But we have to be willing to ask him to help us and not sit by the roadside of life. Not allow anything to distract us from all that is true, all that Jesus is, and all that Jesus means to us. I'd like to close with some wonderful words to encourage us from a book of poems and inspirations that I love so much. It was written by Pauline Hamilton, the wife of Reverend Jim Hamilton of Shoebury Baptist Church. It's a prayer called, I Can Never Be the Same Again. I can never be the same again, Lord. You have spoken deeply into my life. You have shown me things that I had almost forgotten. You told me that my life matters, that failure is never final, that it's okay to be me, that you use the person who never gives up. Such pearls lifted from the ocean are your blessings and promises, Lord. You are showing me new things too. Not to ask you to bless what I'm doing, but rather to ask you to allow me to be a part of what you are blessing. To have big dreams for you and believe that you'll make them a reality. To risk doing things that cannot be accomplished in the flesh. So you see, Lord, I can never be the same again. Please help me to live out the new things that you have taught me today. Amen. May God bless you all as you continue to love and serve him every day. And even in these difficult times, there is hope. Vaccines give us a hope. And as the government is saying, and I believe too, one day things will change and things will get back to how we've had them before. Being able to shake hands with somebody, to be able to hug them, to be able to meet together and just have a cup of coffee or tea. And as I love, with a biscuit. May God bless you all. And may God help you to continue to serve him to the best of your ability. Amen. God bless you. Let's sing together that wonderful hymn, Amazing Grace. One of the lines says, I was blind, but now I see. Just like blind Bartimaeus, we see now with eyes of faith. Let's enjoy and worship our Lord with this beautiful hymn.
Thank you for your word, John. Can we all just have a quiet time? And I will play the Spirit song very quietly with the words up on the screen. And before we start our prayers, let's read the words as a prayer. Let's join together in prayer. First of all, let's just remember, today is Mothering Sunday, where we remember our mums. Without them, we wouldn't be here, would we? And without a special mother, Mary, we also wouldn't be joining together in worship as Christians. But through Mary, who brought Jesus into the world, we are blessed. First of all, let's pray for those that are bereaved. O Lord and Father, please bless those who have lost ones recently. Fill their hearts with your love. The words that you gave, blessed are those that are mourn. Please bless them, Lord. Bring them comfort. Thank you, Lord. In each one of these prayers, I'm going to leave a little gap for us to just remember those, as we're not allowed to bring names. Lord, we ask you to bless, to heal, and to be with all those that have this terrible coronavirus, those who are in hospital, those at home, those that are really suffering. We pray, Lord, that your hands will reach out and touch them and heal them. And bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. We lift to those, to you, those we know who are ill, Lord. Again, we ask you to reach out and touch them, Lord, and heal them. Lord, we pray for the UK government and the opposition, Lord. We pray they will listen to you as they bring this country out of this coronavirus, we hope, Lord. We pray you'll guide and keep them. Help them to make the right decisions so that lockdown can ease at the right times. And at some time in the very near future, we can all get back to normal. We bless you, Lord. We pray for the places around the world, Lord, that are not getting the vaccinations. We pray that the nations that have plenty will give. We pray for warring nations, especially in places like Yemen and Syria, Lord, and places in Africa. Please, Lord, bring peace. Let people go for peace, peace, not war, war. Talk, talk, instead of war, war, Lord. There's so many people that are hungry in this world, there's no necessity for it. We pray that we can share our resources throughout this world, Lord, and your peace will reign supreme. Again, Lord, we pray for our mothers. Some of us have lost our mothers because we're getting to age ourselves. But help us to remember them. And Lord, we ask you to bless those who have mothers. Bless those mothers that have children. This special day. We bring all those prayers to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm going to sing our final hymn, Living Under the Shadow of His Wing. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's been a great joy to hear God's word from John. And may everybody feel the blessing of the Holy Spirit and God's love within their hearts. Let's pray. Lord, as we leave this meeting this morning, please give us the strength to tell others about you. Tell others about your joy and your love. We thank you, Lord, that we've got the privilege of being able to meet together, even though it's online and not face to face. We just thank you, Lord. Let's join together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Join together in the words of grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you again for joining us. And hope you'll meet us on Zoom in a few minutes. Bye.